We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
This week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, as always, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, fizzy, delicious, and made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. And it is a pleasure to welcome in as well to this week's Beaver Sports Podcast, Stevie and Big G. Guys, thanks for taking time. Thanks for taking time for us following the practice. A lot of moving parts to the show today. But let's get to the weekend ahead. I don't know how much G, Stevie, you guys are even thinking about. Well, this is a final weekend at home. Does it feel like just another weekend, or Big G, can you kind of tell and feel like? I mean, you know you're closing in on it, and it has kind of a special feel this weekend.
I mean, it was always there, you know, in the back of my head. And I always, you know, I knew that this day is going to come, but I wasn't ready for it. And then last night, Sean messed me up when he posted a picture of me on Instagram saying that I will be playing my two last games this week and weekend. So that kind of, you know, hit me hard. Just emotions were just going like through my head. And, you know, I don't want it to be over, you know, because I feel like I got here yesterday. And then we made so many good memories in my freshman year, and then in our trip and that we had a Spain trip, and then this year being our best year so far. You know, just, you know, when you get to this point, you don't want it to be over. You just want to keep playing and playing.
Well, and you guys are doing something about that. You want to play as long as you can and talk about it being your best year. It may end up being that for all we know. Stevie, what about you? Are you allowing yourself to be reflective at all, like Big G just was in his own way as you head down the stretch here?
Just thinking about this being the last week of playing in Gill in front of the Gill Coliseum crowd, just reflecting back on my career and me and G's career thus far here. A lot of great memories, like you touched on, and then the support of the crowd, the support of the fans really never really wavered. We've had some very good times, and then we have some tough times, and the crowd and the fans have always supported us throughout the whole way. So just having that that special feeling, that community feeling, is something that I'm going to remember forever.
Now, you guys have come a long way. Not a lot of people know or just have, you know, remember that you go all the way back to high school. You played against each other?
Yeah, we were in the same league in high school, so we played against each other a lot, and then even in tribal ball and AAU ball and stuff like that. So we've known each other since high school days, and it's been a great journey to be able to play with them these 4 years at Oregon State. Great teammate, great person on and off the court, so definitely something special to have to be able to share this moment this weekend.
Did G block any of your shots when you were playing against each other?
Yeah, he did. I remember one specifically. I tried to like dunk on him on an inbounds play before, and then he blocked my shot right back out of bounds. So yeah, definitely a lot of memories in high school.
And
too.
You brought that up, I'm sure, when he was kind of being brought over here, and you're like, yeah, come on, be a Beaver, but you got one on me.
Oh yeah. We definitely would talk about that play a lot, and a lot of every game we played against each other, we would talk about that too. So just great camaraderie. Oh yeah.
Our conversation with Big G and Stevie Thompson Jr. continues on this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you in part by The Heat Pump Store, your local ductless heating and cooling experts. Join the ductless revolution.
Big G was telling me, and Stevie, I'll ask you a little bit about this. You came in together, you're going out together, but you've been very close to one another. And you said, Big G, earlier today that Stevie was a big help to you, kind of, you know, as you were learning the English language and have learned it so well amongst your many gifts, multilingual, six or seven languages you now are proficient in or working on a seventh. But English was new to you when you got here. And you said in those some of the early academic work that Stevie helped you out a little bit.
Yeah, like I said before, I would ask Stephen about what classes to take, and like on our way back home, when we were just sitting on the bus, I would like ask him to look over my my assignments and just to check my grammar and to see if I like need to take something out, or I would ask him about specific words that like I never heard of before. Just I would ask him to explain it to me, and I would ask him to help me to find another word to replace it, you know, so that would do my homework and that everything would like sound pretty much professional.
Beaver Sports Podcast this week, where we're chatting with Stevie Thompson Jr. and Big G, Gligorije Rakočević. All season long, the podcast brought to you by Visit Corvallis. Experience Beaver Game Day fun live in Corvallis and extend your stay to take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game, stay to play.
And Stevie, did you teach him slang and things that maybe not be in the classroom?
Yeah, definitely. He's got a lot of the English slang down for sure, the American slang. I think he's adopted that through just being around the team and being around the guys and stuff like that, and us using it a lot. And then next thing you know, G's saying the same thing the next day, and everybody's like, oh, wow, we rubbed off on him a little bit. So that's another thing, the special thing to see is development and growth like that.
And of course, G, you got all your swear words from the coaches, right?
We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that today.
Stevie, what about both of you guys have been on the all-academic teams. That has been so important to both of you. I want to ask you about that. But, Stevie, how impressed were you with the way Big G went to work, not only in the craft that we all watch in basketball, but you've been around him, as he said, helping him with classes, and he's been an all-academic guy heading on three straight years, as you have achieved. Could you see that early on? He was serious about the student-athlete part of it, and you certainly have been too.
Yeah, it's definitely amazing to see English not even being his second language. And he knows like a lot of languages, and just coming in, just learning English in high school, starting out late in high school learning English, and to be on those academic teams and get great grades like that is definitely something that's very, very special, very, very good to see. And I think it's just that we're both really competitive people, and we want to be the best person we can be all around, and that includes academics. So that's been a big, big key for us.
What about you, Big G, in terms of that, the importance of the education when you first came to the United States from Montenegro and came here? What was your goal and hope to achieve that you're so close now? Stevie's already gotten a degree and working on his master's this year. What about you? You're close to getting it too, almost done. When you came over here, what were your goals and how do you feel about how far you've come in that respect?
First time when I moved to the States, I didn't know that I need to be good in school to play basketball. So it took me a while to figure it out. like what is going on and all the GPA stuff and being on the court and off the court. So my freshman year, my first term was tough for me. And then after that, like I like said to myself, I need to do something. I like need to do something if I want to play. And then if I'm going to study, I want to do it the right way and do it the best way. And that's like where it all started. You know, that's where I started getting all good grades. And then, like you said, it's been 2 years back to back getting Pac-12 awards for one of the best GPAs in Pac-12. And then I'm going to get it this year, too. So, I mean, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. It's been a just hell of a journey for me, you know. And I'm so proud of myself. I never thought I'm going to ever be in this position, you know, because when I was in Montenegro, school didn't matter a lot to me. You know, everything was about basketball.
But you said that you weren't sure about, you know, GPA and all this, but the one message was if you don't get good grades, you don't play.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So, and then I said, I mean, if I'm going to go to school, I want to get good grades. You know, I just don't want them to be like C's and D's. I want them to be A's and B's.
Yeah.
You know, and that was my goal. That was the goal that I set for myself.
Now, we always ask when we do one-on-ones, but we've been around you guys for 4 years. Absolutely, of course, you want to play. You want to continue to play. You can play internationally or NBA. But when it's all done and you're so young, what do you want to do? From what you learned in college, maybe you didn't, but what do you want to do with your life after sports?
You know, after sports, I would love to come back to the States. If I had to work, I would love to come back to the United States or be in LA or Oregon, because I've met so many people in past 6 years, and then I feel like that I've got so many connections, and it would be easier for me, I guess, to like get a job or mm-hmm. get an opportunity to work for someone. So that would be something that I need to look
into. Is there a particular profession that interests you?
Well, I mean, I'm going to get a degree in digital media and communications, and I'd like to work for Windows or Microsoft mm-hmm. or Apple or something like that. You
sure,
know?
Sure. And I know you want to be a broadcaster, right?
Oh, yeah. Same. Got the same degree as G, learning a lot about communications and broadcasting. So trying to see if I could get a job in sports broadcasting, and hopefully my basketball career can help me along with my education propel on that track.
Well, you did a great job at Buffalo Wild Wings a couple of months ago interviewing your brother. Was that right? I wasn't there, but I heard the recording.
We may have to turn Stevie over to interview Big G tonight too, kind of reprise that act and allow Stevie to maybe take control and interview Big G. Or Coach Tinkle. No, I don't. We may leave that one alone. But
do you study what we're doing when we're doing it? Because what we're doing is what you're talking about.
Yeah, definitely. Paying attention to the mannerisms and how you guys transition into different topics, different questions and things like that, and reincorporate things that were previously said.
And if there's a two-man crew, there's always an alpha. And then there's the second guy.
Just paying attention to everything and trying to keep that in the back of my mind and adapt that for later.
Cool.
In that respect, though, Stevie, do you have an ultimate? I mean, if somebody said, "Okay, after your basketball playing days are over and you transition into a sportscasting career, what would be the thing you most would like to do?" What Lamar Hurd's doing, what a studio show like Kenny Smith and Sir Charles, or what would you see yourself doing? What would you most like to do?
I haven't really thought specifically which one. I'd probably just think about it right now. Probably. Most appealing would probably be like a studio show, just being able to share my opinions and my ideas about different sports concepts and things happening in sports with the world.
A few minutes this week with Big G and Stevie Thompson Jr. We close, guys, with let's talk a little basketball and about the idea of keeping, you know, you want to play as long as you possibly can this year. You both are going to keep playing when your careers are over at Oregon State. But what about this year? I'll start with you, G, the importance of the games against the Arizonas coming up this week. And, you know, I know you kick yourself a little bit for the games down there that you feel like, hey, they were both winnable games and you got close. What about this weekend and the importance of the games beyond just the emotional part of it in your final home games at Gill?
You know, this week is huge for us, knowing that we want to be in top four teams in top 12. We need to take care of Arizona State this week. So, it's going to be huge for us if we if we do that, we need to follow the plan and just like play for each other, do what we do every single day, you know. And if we do that, we're gonna win, and we're gonna be in top four, which is gonna get us an extra day. We never got to get another extra day and prepare
for a better draw.
Yeah, exactly. To prepare for Pac-12 tournament, we were always like in mid Pac-12 or like in bottom or something like that. So we like never really experienced anything like that. So this, I mean, it's going to be huge for us to stay in top four.
How big too? Sorry, Mike. How big was the sellout and just the atmosphere? Because of late, Gil has been hopping. The students have really come out in force. That must make a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, they make huge difference. It's like having another guy on the court, you know, especially when they're all there, they're all loud. I mean, no matter what we do, when we get stops, when they score, they're like all pretty much going crazy. You know, they were always there for us. So they definitely helped us a lot throughout the years. And I mean, I would love to thank our Beaver Nation for everything they've done for us, and I would like to see them here on Thursday and mm-hmm. Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And Stevie, and Fiji too, but do you get, you know, some back slaps and some high fives when you're walking across campus from students you don't know?
Yeah, definitely. Walking around campus and then walking around the community, people always saying a good game or good luck next game, saying that they were at the game and things like that. So that's definitely a very special feeling. And those type of moments are probably what I'm going to remember the most about my 4 years here.
Is it weird if there's ever a fat head of you in the crowd?
No, I don't think it's weird. I enjoy seeing people having those in the crowd.
They need to make one of Parker.
Yeah, they do. They do. That's who definitely needs one for sure. We'll talk to some people and try to get that.
There you go.
It's an important big goal down the stretch of your careers. Thanks, guys. Now, Stevie, the thing that I want to kind of close with both of you, I feel like, you know, I don't want to put too much pressure on it. This has been an outstanding year already. But Stevie, I get the sense that you guys think it's far from over. You've got the big games at home this weekend, go on the road, Pac-12 tournament. Is there a collective belief you want to bookend your career? You went to the tournament your freshman year. Let's go out doing the same thing. Is that still out there for you guys?
Oh yeah, definitely. That's from top to bottom. That's the goal of this team, and everybody believes that we can do that and we can accomplish that. We have to take it a game by game approach. We have a big game at home this Thursday. Just got to take care of that opponent. We lost to him last time, so we know the things that went wrong that game that we need to execute better this game in order to come out with a victory. So we just have to go out and execute that.
And G, my sense is we close on this with you. For all of the great experiences you've had, nothing better than to find your way back as you did your first year here, back into the tournament. And then do you feel like the keys to that in your mind are what? And you believe they're possible?
I mean, they're possible. I mean, we just need to win. And that's all we need to do. Oh, like we talked before, we all had our goals, even when we were in high school, to like win a Pac-12 championship, to win a Pac-12 tournament. We still haven't accomplished that. And I mean, I want it bad, you know, like we might not get a first place in Pac-12, but I want to at least win Pac-12 tournament. So, and that would be huge. That would get us in right away. So, I mean, our goal for right now is just still to take it day by day, game by game, you know. So I feel like that's the only way to approach this, you know. As long as we win, we're going to be fine.
Big G, I speak, I know, for all of Beaver Nation, to thank you for coming over, you know, to play high school ball in L.A. and come to Oregon State. Been one of the great guys ever to be around in this program. I say that about both of you, but gee, thanks so much. We'll get to Stevie in a second, but congratulations on all you've
done. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Stevie, same to you. I hope that your family, with your brother, your dad here and the staff, your mom, you're all together here. Now, I hope it's been a decision that you've been grateful for to have made.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's been a great, great, tremendous opportunity to be able to be here with my family and be in this community and in this town. Built a lot of relationships that are gonna last for the rest of my life, and a lot of memories that I'm gonna have forever with me. So it's been a great 4 years thus far, and it's not over yet. So I just gotta enjoy these last moments and live in the moment as much as I can.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Indeed, a pleasure to have both of these outstanding student athletes and young men with this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. So we thank Big G and Stevie for a generous amount of their time getting ready for senior weekend festivities at Gill Coliseum, Sunday night specifically, with Arizona State in town. That'll do it for this week's edition. As always, brought to us in part not only by Hum Kombucha, Visit Corvallis and the Heat Pump Store, but by our friends at the Oregon State College of Business. Being a Beaver has its perks. OSU graduates are already qualified for scholarships towards earning MBAs. The Beaver for Life Scholarship is designed specifically for alumni interested in boosting their career trajectory. We encourage you to visit mba.oregonstate.edu/Beaver. Do it today. That'll do it for this week. Join us again next week for another edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.